Good evening. All right. So let us get started. We are in the middle of Birchos Kriyashma. We essentially just began with Birchas Yotzer, Yotzer Or Avorei Choshech, and we mentioned last week, the Gemara tells us that we're required to make two brachos before Kriyashma, and the first bracha we make is the bracha of Yotzer Or. Clearly, we see that the essential part of this bracha is to mention Yotzer Or Avorei Choshech, the fact that there's Kadosh Baruch Hu created light and created darkness. We're focusing on the luminaries, and that is before we can get to the our Shmoneh Esrei. To get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim and focus on ourselves and our special connection, we invoke the luminaries, the power that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has over the luminaries, and then, as we get to it right now, in the middle of Birchas Yotzer, we focus on the power and the influence of the Malachim, of the angels. But when we discuss the angels, we throw in this Kedusha. We have Kedusha in the middle of Birchos Kriyashma. We always think about Kedusha during the Amidah, during Shmoneh Esrei, but rarely do we think about Kedusha in Birchos Kriyashma, and likely Kedusha de Sidra in Uva Letzion, which each one will speak about when we get to those sections, hopefully soon. But when we get to Kedusha de Yotzer, Kedusha is here. So why is Kedusha in the middle of Birchos Kriyashma? As I just mentioned, the ikkar here is Yotzer Or Avorei Choshech. We're talking about the luminaries. Why are we throwing in the angels into the discussion? I think the simple answer is that we're trying to show in our tefillos that the angels also praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we will be praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our Shmoneh Esrei. They are Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, it says clearly that they're Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. And we know that before we say Shema, we have to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. So right now we invoke the angels who are Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim on our way to Shema and then to Shmoneh Esrei. The Avudraham writes that it's so necessary to have Kedusha, a form of Kedusha, Kedusha Deyotzer here, to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't simply create the world and leave it up to the angels and their devices to see how they want to run the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu left it and went to do other things. No, the angels are praising God every single day because HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly is Mechadosh B'chol Yom Tov and Ma'aseh B'reishis, and even the angels recognize that. And that's the key here. So it's to Lehotzi Milibam Shel HaKofrim. We don't want the Kofrim to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. We say, no, the angels themselves, this is what they say each and every day. So the question, though, is, well, this is a Kedusha. So does this Kedusha have the same status as Kedusha in Shmoneh Esrei? Kedusha in Shmoneh Esrei is a Devar Shebe Kedusha. You can only say it with a minyan. You can't say it without a minyan. Well, how about this Kedusha? Can this Kedusha be recited with a minyan or not? So you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this extensive Machlokas Rishonim. And the Shulchan Aruch rules as follows. Yesh Omrim, Sheha Kedusha Shebi Yotzir, Yachir Omra. Some say that the Kedusha in Yotzir, a Yachir is allowed to say. Allowed to recite it even without a minyan. Why? Lefi She'ena Ela Sipur Dvarim. Because all we're doing is just talking about or discussing how the angels praise God. This Kedusha is discussing what the angels do. Later on in Shmoneh Esrei, we are now doing our own Kedusha based off of the model, the blueprint of the angels. But right now, we're focusing on the way that the angels say Kedusha, the way the angels praise God. And therefore, we don't need a minyan for that. However, the Yesh Omrim, there are those that say, some say, no, this is only something which can be recited b'tzibur. And if you don't have a tzibur, you have to skip it. Well, how exactly do you skip it is a whole discussion about what you say, what you don't say. But then the Shulchan Aruch offers a third approach, which is, if there isn't a minyan, and you don't want to skip it, there is a solution. V'yesh lachush l'divrayim, v'lizayir sheyachid yomrena benigun uta'amim kikori batorah. If you read it like you're reading the Torah, it have the nigunim, you read it with a trup, then you would be allowed to recite it, because now you're not saying it necessarily in the context of a tefillah, you're saying it in the context of a laning, and that would be okay. And this one of these sidurim that I have by Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo and Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, it actually has the trup underneath it, so that if you're davening biyachidus, you can say it with the trup. There are others that say that if you're davening biyachidus, you don't have to say it using the trup, you can just say it in a tune. Whatever tune you want to use, I guess, would be okay. However, the Rama argues and says, not argues, the Rama notes that the custom is to be lenient. Ukvar pashat hamina kisvar rishona, the yachid omirosa. Said, no, the custom is that a yachid can say it. And that is the Ashkenazic, certainly the Ashkenazic custom. Even the Sephardic custom is that someone who is davening biyachidus can say kadosh, 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 baruch kvod Hashem. They can say the kedusha, and they don't even need to say it with the trup. However, if someone wants to be machmir, certainly would be appropriate to do so. Okay, so now that doesn't really answer our question. Is it a Devar Shebe Kedusha or not? So it sounds like it's a quasi Devar Shebe Kedusha. There are some elements of a Devar Shebe Kedusha, but ultimately it's a Sipur Dvarim. We're retelling how the angels say Kedusha, how the angels praise God. And therefore, the question is, are we required to stand for this Kedusha or not? The Levushei Mordechai writes in his Chuvos that there's a widespread custom to stand for the Kedusha of Yotzer. When they get to Eshem HaKel HaMelech HaGadol, they stand all the way through Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo, and then they sit. But how do you distinguish between this Kedusha and the Kedusha for Amida? Because there is a difference. So he explained that in Kedusha to Yotzer, they don't stand with their feet together, like the angels, because the angels, they say it's 1 foot. And so they spread their legs when their feet are not placed together when they say the Kedusha. And opposed to Shmon Esrei, the Kedusha, their feet are together. That's what the Levushei Mordechai writes to explain the custom. However, the Zohar writes that we're dafka supposed to sit. The Magen Avraham brings this down as well, that we're supposed to sit specifically. I didn't look at the Zohar why specifically we're supposed to sit, but the idea, the point is that it's really not a Devar Shebe Kedusha. The Devar Shebe Kedusha is the Kedusha of Amida. The Kedusha de Yotzer is, we'll call it Kedusha de Yeshiva. That's when you're supposed to sit. That's the and perhaps the emphasis is to show that this is Sipur Dvarim. This is simply relaying what the angels do, not what we are going to do. That's going to be shown later on in Kedusha of the Amida. Now, one of the interesting questions is to that effect, is that if the Kedusha, the Yotzer, is not a Devar Shebe Kedusha, what happens if you skip the Kedusha? I'm just davening, and I'm going through Tisbaroch Tzirinu Malkeinu, and I just jump to Lekel Baruch and Ava Rabba, and I forget Kedusha. Do I have to go back? Well, if it's a Devar Shebe Kedusha, you would have to go back. Writes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you don't have to go back. Obviously, you're supposed to say the Tefillos properly and in its order. But if you miss, accidentally, you skip the Kedusha de Yotzer, you don't have to go back. Again, the idea being here is that the main piece is, and this bracha is Yotzer or Uvorei Choshech. That's the key. Obviously, when the Anshei Knesset HaGdola placed them all together, the idea was to say it all properly. But again, b'di'eved, you don't have to go back to repeat the first bracha of Kriyat Shema if you forgot to recite the Kedusha Shebe Yotzer. Now, the Rama also brings down another interesting minhag, which is that when you say the Kedusha de Yotzer, you should say it out loud, b'kol ram. You should say it loudly. The Hagos Maimini, that's the Rama quoting the Hagos Maimini. However, the poskim qualified that statement to say that that's only Betzibur. When you're davening with a minion, you should say it out loud. Why? Because the Malachim were saying it together. We'll read it together in a little bit. But the point is, they said it as a group. They said it Betzibur. They said it together. So when we're together in a group, in a minyan, we say it aloud. But when we're davening b'yachidus, then we should actually say it quietly. That's something to keep in mind when we're davening Biyachidus versus Betzibor. Okay, so that's a little bit of some of the halachic details in the Kedusha of Yotzer. But now let's focus for a moment on Kedusha itself. And this idea will apply to all three Kedushas, and we'll probably review it when we get to those points, and it would be worthwhile to review it then. But where does Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh come from? And Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo, where is it found? So Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is actually Hashem Tzvakos Meloch Ol Eretz Kibodo is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, in Perek Vav, pasuk Gimel. We're focusing on this vision that Yeshayahu has of the angels who are praising God. He mentions Bishnas Mos Hamelech Uziyahu, the Eres Hashem Yoshev Akisi Rambanisa, that he sees Kadosh Baruch Hu sitting on his throne. Vishulav Meleim Ezehichal, the Shulaim, why can't I remember what Shulaim are? The bottoms of the are filled with the Heichal, of his chairs, the bottom of his chairs fill up the Heichal, and the Srafim are Omdim Mimalo, the Srafim are the angels, a Seraph and a Malach are the same. Serafim omdi mima'alo, sheish kenafayim le'echad, b'shtayim yechasefanav, b'shtayim yechaseraglav, b'shtayim yofef. They have six wings. These serafim have six wings. So these serafim are hovering over the kisei hakavod. They're hovering somewhere above. And what are they doing in this vision? The Kara Ze'elzeh, the Seraphim, are talking to each other, or they're calling each other, V'amar, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Molochol Arts Kevodo. So Yeshayahu has a vision of angels praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using the words, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Molochol Arts Kevodo. So it makes sense when we're talking about, when we read it together, as the angel, when we're discussing what the angels say, well, this makes sense now. The angels are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what they say. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Meloch Chol Arts Kevodo. Again, what does it mean that the angels have six wings? I don't know. One day someone will explain that to us. But one thing we have to ask ourselves is, why are they saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh three times? What's the significance of that? Well, to answer that question, we can look at the Kedusha in Uval Etzion, because the Kedusha in Uval Etzion translates word for word Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh from the Targum Onkelos, or Yonasan, on this Pasuk, and the Targum writes as follows. You'll sound familiar since you say it every day at Uval Etzion. U'makablin dein mi dein v'amrin kadish b'shmei meroma ila'a b'shchinte Kaddish al ara ovad gevurte, Kaddish la'olam ol me'al maya, Hashem tzvakos mal yochol ara ziv yikare. So what are these, what's this, the thrice kadosh referring to? Well, as Rav Hirsch explains, we're going in the descending order of holiness. The first kadosh is the highest level. Kadosh b'shmei meroma ilah, kadosh, the holiness of in the world of heaven. Then we get to a lower level of kedusha, which is Kaddish Al ara ovad gevurte, that the kedusha of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with his strength, and then finally that the lowest level of holiness is in a future kedusha, that kadosh leolam ulol me'almaya Hashem tzvakos mal yachol ara ziv yikari, that the whole world is filled with the splendor of his glory, that nature is filled with his mal arts kevodo. So that's how Rav Hirsch explains the Kadosh, 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 descending order of holiness. Interestingly enough, the Zohar reads it differently. The Zohar actually says it's an ascending order of holiness, that in the Sefer Matuk Midvash, which has the discussion of the Kedusha, he says that the lower levels call to say Kadosh, and then they ask the second group to say Kadosh, and then the third group, they all say together Kadosh. So the third Kadosh is the holiest one because all of them say it together. But anyhow, that's something to discuss. Kadosh, 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 is it ascending order of holiness or descending order of holiness? But that's the significance or the discussion about why we say Kadosh three times. Now let's focus on the second part of Kedusha. Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo. Where does that come from? So the first pasuk, Kadosh, 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 is a pasuk in Yeshaya. This vision he had of the Seraphim that are above the Kisi HaKavod, who are saying Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Meloch Ol Eretz Kavodo. And then we get to Yecheskel. Yecheskel has a vision, but right before he has this vision of his divine chariot by Nahar Kvar, he has this other vision where he is told that Patisaini Ruach, Vashmach Harai Kol Rash Gadol, Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakomo. A spirit carried me away, and behind me I heard a great roaring sound. He heard another vision. Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakomo, blessed is the presence of the Lord in his place. And by the way, just for context, the next pasuk is informative for the Kedusha, because it says, V'kol kanfe hachayos mashikos isha elachosa, with the sound of the wings of the creatures beating against one another, V'kol ha'ofanim l'uma sam, and the ofanim's voice was opposite them, V'kol rash gadol, and it was a great roaring sound. So you see rash gadol, and you see chayos, kanfe chayos, and ofanim. So you have, as we know, v'ha'ofanim v'chayos ha'kodesh, Berash Gadol. So you see over here, Yecheskel has a vision of Chayos and Ofanim, who are in a Rash Gadol, make this great roaring sound, which is Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo. So we have to understand then, hold on a second. We have Yeshaya's vision of Seraphim Mima'alo saying Kadosh, 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 Shem Tzvakos, Meloch Olarz Kvodo. Yecheskel's vision is Chayos and Ofanim, who are saying Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakomo Berash Gadol. What's the difference between Ofanim and Chayos HaKodesh versus Seraphim? So, the Pashut Pshat is that the Ofanim and Chayos HaKodesh are on a higher Madrega than Seraphim. Seraphim are plain Malachim, and Ofanim and Chayos HaKodesh are, the Seraphim are above the Kisi HaKavod, and the Ofanim and Chayos HaKodesh are like hanging on to the Kisei HaKavod. In fact, the Gemara in Chulin tells us that the Ofanim and Chayos HaKodesh would tell the Seraphim that they are much holier. Why? Because they say HaKodesh Baruch Hu's name after two words, and the Seraphim say it after three words, Baruch Kvod Hashem, as opposed to Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem. It takes them four letters, four words. It takes the Seraphim and Chayos three words to say Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. So, and it's, by the way, it's fascinating that understanding it in this Pashur Pshat way, that the Ofanim and Chayos HaKodesh are on a higher Madrega, they're literally holding on to the Kisi HaKavod. Nevertheless, they still say Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo, God should be praised from his place. And we know we say in Shacharis and Shabbos, Ayei Mekom Kavodo, where is his place? Which indicates to us that as close as they are to the Kisi HaKavod, they still cannot grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place, which is a fascinating thing to think about. So that's the simple understanding. So you have Kadosh, which is the lower level of angels, the Seraphim, and then Baruch Kavod are the Ofanim and the Chayos HaKodesh. What's interesting is that Rabbi Schwab and Rabbi Soloveitchik have a different perspective on these two statements. I'll share them both with you. It's actually the exact opposite of each other. Rabbi Schwab writes that when we say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, that's saying that God is so holy and we are so far removed from that. And that's our how is our, one of our, one way we relate to God is that we are low creatures and God is above, and it's impossible for us to grasp his awesomeness. As opposed to Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo, is that God is close to us. We're blessing God from his place, almost as if we have a closer type of relationship. That's the way that Rabbi Schwab understands it. Either God is far removed from us, or Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo, God is close to us. And then you'll ask the question, well, hold on a second. If Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo means God is so close to us, then shouldn't we be standing for Kedusha if God is so close to us? He said, well, for the Kedusha the Yeshiva, he says the emphasis is on Baruch Kvod Hashem. The emphasis is on how close God is to us. And that's dafka why we sit. Because we're so overcome and overwhelmed with God's presence that we can't stand. We have to sit. So that's why he says that helps us understand the minhag to sit for this kedusha. Even though the emphasis, he says, the focus of this kedusha is on Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakomo, as opposed to the Shemona Esrei Kedusha, the focus is on Kadosh, the emphasis is on Kadosh, 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 that's why we stand. That's the idea from Rabbi Schwab. Again, Baruch means God is close, Kadosh means God is distant. Rabbi Soloveitchik takes it almost a complete opposite approach, which is as follows. Yeshaya, and this is actually brought down in the new RCA's Siddur in the footnotes, that Yeshayahu's vision was in the height of the first Beis HaMikdash, things were great, the world was filled with God's glory. We felt so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Melochol Aretz Kavodo. The whole world is filled with His greatness. We're actually close. Not distant, we're close. And then the opposite, Yechezkel's vision of Baruch Kavod Hashem Bimakomo was already right before the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. At that point, we're saying, Mimakomo, like HaMakom Yenachem Eschem. We don't refer to God anymore as someone close to us, but it's just Mimakomo in His place. We're actually farther removed. So that's the different way, the exact opposite approaches that Rabbi Schwab and Rabbi Soloveitchik have. But either way, that's not the Pashat Pshat. Again, the simple understanding is that the Srafim are on a lower Madrega, and they say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Malachim, Ofanim and Chayis HaKodesh, who were on the higher Madrega, they say Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakomo. That they're as close as they are, they still can't reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's exact location. Okay, so now that we have a little bit of that background, we can begin to look at the text itself. So if you have your sitter handy, now we will begin, or we will continue. We were at Tisbarach Tzureinu. So, and as we read through the text of the tefillah, I'll make some ha'aras, I'll make some points to consider. So, again, with the first part of the tefillah Yotzer was focusing on the luminaries. Now we move on to the angels. So we have as follows. Oh, by the way, one thing to think about before we begin the text is that Kabbalistically, there is an emphasis on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's 72-letter name and his 42-letter name. I don't know what they are, but Alpi Kabbalah, the Arizal mentions it many times. Even the Be'er Hetev actually alludes to it, which is, so for example, the Misharsim Va'asher Misharsav, the first three letters of each one is Mem Vav Mem, which is Mum. Apparently, the Arizal writes that Mem Vav Mem is the last name of God's 72-letter name. Last three letters of God's 72-letter name. When we say Kulam Ahuvim Berurim Giborim, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, in order of the Aleph, Beis, the Arizal writes that that's also one of God's 42-letter names. Again, I don't understand it, but I just want to point it out. Osim Be'ema, Ritzon Uvir Ritzon Konam, Osim Be'ema, the first two letters, Ayin and Beis, is 72. Again, an allusion to God's 72-letter name. And then it says, Kulam, Mivarchin, Mishabchin, Mifarin, Maritzin, Magdishin, Mamlichin. There are seven of those. Mivarchin, Mishabchin, Mifarin, Maritzin, Magdishin, Mamlichin. So, Shiro Vizimra. So you have seven of the Vavs. Uvizimra, Umivarchin, Mishabchin, Mifarin, Maritzin, Magdishin, Mamlichin. We have seven. What's the significance of the seven? The Arizal writes that you have seven Vavs here. And 7 times 6 is 42. Again, another allusion to the 42-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so I'll just put that to the side. Leave that. Just know that there are a lot of sodos found in this Kedusha Shebe Yotzer focusing on the Malachim. So now let's begin the paragraph. Tisbarach Tzureinu, Malkenu, V'Goalenu Bori Kedoshim. So after, again, we praise the luminaries, now we say Tisbarach Tzureinu, God should always be praised forever. Malkenu, our God, Goalenu, our Redeemer, Bore, who creates the Kedoshim. What are we referring to? We're referring to these holy items, which we'll get to in a moment. Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad Malkenu. Sounds familiar. We say Yishtabach Shimcha Lad Malkeinu. So now we say it here within this introduction to Kedusha Sheva Yotzer. God's name should be praised forever. Our King Yotzer. Now here's an interesting line: Yotzer Misharsim Va'asher Misharsav, who creates the Misharsim, who creates the angels, Va'asher Misharsav, and the angels. What does that mean? Yotzer Misharsim Va'asher Misharsav. Just say he creates the angels. Why are we mentioning it in two different ways? The Misharsim and the Asher Misharsav. What's the difference between the two? So here are the two comments in Simon Mentes, where this discussion in Shulchan Aruch is about Kedusha de Yotzer. And the two writes that they're based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates new angels every day from Nahar Dinur. Based on the Pasuk, Chadashim la-Bakarim rabba munasecha, a new angel is created every day, and then they're Nitrad min ha-Olam, he gets rid of them. So he has these new angels that are created, and they're good for a day, and then almost like an aluminum pan, right? You have to throw away pans, you don't need a tov of them, because you use it once, and then you discard them. So God creates angels every day, and then discards them. Those are the Yotzer Misharsim, the God who creates these angels every day, the new ones. Va'asher Misharsav refers to his long-standing, loyal angels, such as Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. Those are the angels that are the Asher Misharsav. So those two types of angels, by the way, Rabbi Schwab has a big chiddush here and says Yotzer Misharsim refers to the angels, Asher Misharsav refers to the tzaddikim who go to Olam Haba, humans who go to Olam Haba, and now are serving God in the next world. It's a nice idea. It doesn't really fit well into the text, and certainly the Torah doesn't write it either, but nice thought. Kulam Omdim Berum Olam. They're all standing Berum Olam in the next world. Umashmim biyira yachad bekol, and they all say together, Mashmim biyira yachad, together bekol, divri elokim chayim, the words of the living God, umelech olam, and the everlasting King. So you see that they're together, the angels are unified, and that's why we had that discussion earlier about saying this betzibur. The angels do this tefillah betzibur, this praise of God betzibur, so too we generally make this tefillah, certainly Kedusha and Shemon Esrei, betzibur. Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam giborim, kulam kedoshim, v'chulam osim be'ema uv'yira ritzon konam. So all of these angels are ahuv, are loved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no hate between them. There's peace among the angels. Halavai, there should be peace among all of us in this world. Kulam berurim, they're clear on their role in life, which would be nice for us as well. Kulam giborim, they're all mighty. Kulam kedoshim, they're all holy. Perhaps I would say that in order to be holy, you have to be unified and understand your role. Know your lane and in this world, and then you can get to a place of being holy as a group. That's a navoda for us. V'chulam osim be'ema uv'yira ritzon konam. And all of them, through with fear and yira, awe, or reverence, will do the bidding, the willingness, or the ritzon, the will of konam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, this is a flowery introduction to explaining the uniqueness of the angels, the role of the angels, and what they're about to do. This thing that they say, yachad b'kol. The chulam, poschim es piyem, and all of them open their mouths. Obviously, that's allegorical. We're anthropomorphizing over here. V'chulam poskim es pihem b'kdusha ubatara. Angels do not have mouths, I would assume. We won't know for sure, but we can assume that angels do not have mouths. They open their mouths b'kdusha ubatara, with holiness and purity. B'shira uvezimra, with song, different types of and zimra. Umevarchim, umeshabchim, umefarin, umaritim, umatishin, umamlichim. So, we mentioned these different ways of praise. There's Shira and Zimra. Well, first of all, there's Kedusha and Tahara, Shira and Zimra, Mevarchim, Meshabachin, a Baruch and a Shevach, Meforin, Umaritzin, is, they explain, is to praise God's strength. Makdishin, we say Kadosh in front of him, Umamlichin, and we accept all Malchus Shemaim, as we'll mention in just a moment. So before we get to the next part of the paragraph, or the next paragraph, technically, there is an interesting machlogus in Girsos, which you may not be aware of, certainly if you daven Nisach Ashkenaz and you've never daven Nisach Sfard or vice versa. In many Nisach Sfard sitters, it's Mivarchin, Mishabchin, Mifarin, Maritzin, Makdishin, Mamlichin with a nun. In the Ashkenazic Siddurim, it ends with a mem, Mivarchim, Mishabchim, Mifarim. What are they arguing about? Mem versus nun. The Magen Avraham, by the way, says you should use a mem. Others say you should use a nun, and they give an allusion to it, by the way. They're a Kabbalistic idea here. There are six nuns, and each nun is 50. 50 times 6 is 300. So the word 300, the number 350, equals is the gematria of Berachamim. Take it or leave it. That's what is brought down by the Sefer HaTeres HaKenim. But anyhow, what's the machlokas? Mem versus a nun. A mem sofit versus a nun sofit. What difference does it make? The Marsham writes that the machlokas, the Marsham in his Das Torah, writes that the machlokas is whether it's whether we say it in masculine or feminine, Lashon Zachar or Lashon Nekeva. Where does this come from? The Yalkut in the Medrash writes that angels are only masculine. If that's the case, everything has to end in a mem sofit. However, the Zohar says something a little different. The Zohar says that the higher level angels are referred to in a masculine form. There's no male or females with angels. The higher level angels, we use a masculine form. The lower level angels, we use a feminine form. That could be why the Nun Sofit is used here. We're referring to the lower level angels. The Yotzer Misharsim, not just the Ba'asher Misharsav. The Bach in Yoma, and Mesechus Yoma writes that they're interchangeable. So that's essentially what we're dealing with. Is it Lashon Zachar or Lashon Nekeva? And the Ashkenazic custom is to use a Mem Sofit, and the Nesach Sfar generally is a Nun Sofit. So that's an interesting piece to consider. And then we said, Meshabchin, Umevarchim, Meshabchim, Umeforin, Umaritin, Umagdishin, Umamlichim. And then there's always another paragraph, but really the paragraphs are connected. Umavarchin, Umaritin, Magdishin, Umamlichin, Eshem, Hakel, Hamelech, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vehanor, Kadoshu. That who are we praising? God, the name of the great King, who's mighty and awesome, who's holy. So we have to be careful not to pause too much from one to the next. We usually wait for the Chazan to finish off the paragraph before we begin the next paragraph. But at least if we're waiting, we should, as soon as the Chazan finishes, we should Mamlichim Eshem Ha'el HaMelech HaGadol. We should say it together. If you see it, like in many Sidurim, it'll show it with a comma, so as not to know that it's a new paragraph, but you should not be pausing in between making a hefsek. It's really part of the same sentence, the same phrase. In fact, in this particular sitter, in the new RCA sitter, it has the period after the end of Kadoshu, and after Mamluchin, it's just a comma. Okay, so that's what we're doing. And then we continue. V'chulam mekablim aleim ol malchus shamayim yizeh mizeh. This was the key we mentioned all the way at the outset. The angels are being mekabel ol malchus shamayim zeh mizeh. And again, why is this stated? Why are we having Kedusha Shebiyotzer before Shema? Well, when we get to Shema, we're being mekabel ol malchus shamayim. Now we see the angels are being mekabel ol malchus shamayim. V'nosnin rishus zeh lazeh. And they also are giving rishus to each other. They're giving them permission to the ones who are lower levels than the others, that they're also allowed to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. And to do what? L'hakdish liyotzram b'nachas ruach. to say Kadosh before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before their creator. Lahakdish liyotram b'nachas ruach, with a pleasing manner, b'safa verura, with clear words, not to swallow the letters, as we often do when we're davening so quickly, ubini'ima, and doing it in a pleasing way, kedusha kulam ki'echad. This is done as a group to sanctify God's name. Onim v'omrim b'yira, and then we say this following together. Now, just before we get to the kedusha itself, I want to point out another difference in nuschos. Here, the way that almost all the sidurim that I've seen it read as b'safa verura uvinima, with a safa verura, clear way, uvinima, and a pleasing voice, kedusha kulam ke'echad. This kedusha is going to be all done together. But the Avudraham has a different girsa. The Avudraham writes, and you can debate which one is more correct, which is treated as follows: b'safa verura, with clear words, uvinima kedusha, and with a pleasing kedusha, meaning the kedusha should be pleasing. Kulam ke'echad onim v'omri bira. All together, let's say it. And that's why the Be'er Heitev says that if that's the case, if the comma is not after ubini'ima, the comma is after safa berura uvinima kedusha, then instead of saying ubini'ima kedusha, it should say bini'ima kedosha, which means that it's going back on the previous word. So those are two different ways to recite it. Again, the general custom is to say b'safa v'rur uvinima, kedusha kulam ki echad onim v'omrim b'yira. So that's again all the sidurim. That's the version you're going to see. And what do we say together? Kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos, melochol arts kevodo. As we mentioned earlier, these are the serafim. The serafim are saying kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos, melochol arts kevodo. You wouldn't know that yet until you get to the next paragraph. We already know it because now we've studied the context. It's coming from the Yeshayahu, talking about the serafim mima'alo, and they're saying kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. And then the next paragraph is focusing on a pasuk in Yechezkel, which is v'ofanim v'chayos hakodesh birash gadol misnasim l'umas serafim l'umasam mishabchim v'omrim. So this is very important, because when we studied that, when we looked at the pasuk in Yechezkel, which mentioned the ofanim and the chayos hakodesh, it doesn't mention the serafim. It just says that the kol of the kanfei chayos, meaning the chayos hakodesh, and the kol of the ofanim are li'umasam. Who are they opposite against? Well, now in the context of the pasuk, it sounds like the ofanim and the chayos hakodesh are opposite each other. But now we see the ofanim and the chayos hakodesh birash gadol misnasim li'umas serafim. No, they're saying an opposite, the serafim, the malachim, who said kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. They're saying, lu'umasam, opposite them, mishabachim, they're praising God differently, saying baruch kvod Hashem mimakomo. Again, why are they praising God differently? Because they are in a higher madriga. That's the simple understanding, not taking Rav Schwab or Rabbi Soloveitchik's approach. They're in a higher madriga. That's why the serafim did one, and now the chayos and the ofanim have the chance to go, they go last, and they say Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakoma. Okay, the last piece, and with which I'll leave you, is as follows. This is Kedusha Deyotzer. In this Kedusha Deyotzer, again, what we're doing here is we are retelling the story of how the angels praise God. It's important, number one, because we're seeing how the angels are makabel ol malchus shamayim, the fact that they are praising God, that God is still around, God didn't leave us, and just like they were makabel ol malchus shamayim every day, we're makabel ol malchus shamayim every day when we say the Shema. But one piece of the Kedusha is missing. Yimloch Hashem le'olam elokayach tzion le'dor v'dor haleluka. We know that's part of Kedusha, the Kedusha of Shmon Esrei. It's missing. The end of Kedusha is Baruch Kavod Hashem im Mekomo. What about Yimloch? Why is that not here? So the truth is that there's a machlokas whether Yimloch is actually part of Kedusha. You see, Yeshayahu's pasuk of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is talking about his vision of hearing the Malachim, the Seraphim, saying this pasuk. Yechezkel's vision is hearing the Seraphim, the Ofanim, and the Chayos HaKodesh saying Baruch Kavod Hashem. Where does Yimloch come from? Yimloch Hashem Le'olam is a pasuk that David HaMelech recited in Tehillim. Not talking about the Malachim. Or not a vision of the Malachim, it's just David HaMelech on his own. Yimloch Hashem Le'olam Elokayach Tzion L'dor V'dor HaLeluka. So how could this be part of Kedusha? And therefore many point out that this is not part of Kedusha, and that's why there are times when a person can continue davening and they don't have to answer, they're not allowed to answer Yimloch, or they don't have to wait for Yimloch, they can continue davening, because Yimloch is not part of the Kedusha. However, the Rokeach writes that David HaMelech has the status of a Malach when he wrote Tehillim. He was on such a high madriga when he composed the Tehillim, he had a status of a Malach, and that's why we put it into the Kedusha of Shmon Esrei. But the truth is, it's not part of Kedusha. The Kedusha are the two different ways that, not the two different ways, the ways that our angels praise God. The Seraphim praise God by saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Ofanim and the Chayis HaKodesh praise God with Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimekomo. And that's it. And our job is to mimic and gain inspiration from the Malachim. And in turn, when we have our opportunity to praise God with the same intensity and the same love, and most importantly, Kulam Biyachad, the sense of Achdus that the angels had, is what we strive to do as well. May we continue, or may we merit to get to that point where we're all biyachad, not just at Minyan every day, but in our daily lives and in our full Jewish experience and in the world, have a feeling of achdus. Then we can really be kulam, ahuvim, berurim, and full of kedusha and tara. Have a wonderful evening, and I will see you next time.